Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gee, thanks, voice guy. Very nice of you. Very nice of you to say. Coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studios, National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Plenty to get to today. Plenty to get to. Obviously, you know, we're in bowl season for college football. It's not really bowl season. College football playoff season. You know what? One thing real quick, because, you know, it's a ways away from all that, but I just want to mention, and maybe I'll get into it a little bit more later, but UCF, they've kind of been a joke, right, in the sense that they gave themselves a championship, and people say, oh, they don't play anybody, and now they're in a bit of a feud with the SEC because the commissioner said that they should look inward to address why they didn't make the playoff because of their schedule. In their defense, I mean, it's going to have to be tough to, or I'm sure it's tough to schedule non-conference opponents, considering those teams are already playing tough enough games in their conference. So why would they schedule UCF? I just have a question. At what point do they get taken seriously? Like, what do they have to do? How many consecutive wins do they have to have? If they beat LSU, you know, after they beat Auburn last year in the bowl, if they keep winning, at some point, don't they get taken seriously? So that's something to consider. Also, there's a lot of reaction to the possibility that Major League Baseball may eliminate the shift. I didn't know people were so passionate about the shift. It's crazy. You know, people really have a strong opinion on that. I really, you could have fooled me. I was like, oh, shift. I didn't know so many people cared about it. So we'll get to that. Also, there's the whole KD and LeBron thing. You know, what Kevin Durant said about the environment around LeBron, using the term toxic, which set off a lot of opinions. Start with the NFL. It is the weekend. It is football season. And about a week removed from Mike McCarthy getting fired by the Green Bay Packers. And I know a lot of people thought that was due, and very well probably was. I mean, look, he'd been there a long time. I was talking to Brian Billick this week, and he said that Bill Walsh used to say to him that no coach should be in a job for more than 10 years because just eventually you need a change of scenery. I mean, we were talking about Marvin Lewis, and he basically said that he doesn't think that the Bengals could get a better coach, but they could get a different coach, which theoretically, I guess, could help them going forward. But the thing that I take away from Mike McCarthy being fired more than anything else, what other excuses does Aaron Rodgers have now? Right? At some point, that's going to come back on him. And we've talked about this on the show. I think Aaron Rodgers needs to be removed from any GOAT conversation until further notice. I mean, it's just hard to defend what has gone on there this season. And when you're talking about the other guys in NFL history and GOATs in general, Rodgers is just not held to that standard. He's just not held to that standard. I mean, Tom Brady is probably the consensus GOAT in the NFL. He has 5 Super Bowls. He's been to 2 others. And still, we criticize him and wonder what he would be like or what the Patriots would be like if he wasn't there, considering he wasn't there before and they still did well. Like, that's what happens when you're a GOAT. You get scrutinized to a crazy level. You know, I've brought up LeBron in that instance. No one's been scrutinized like LeBron. It's insane. Every single thing he does, on court, off court, whatever. And Rodgers just skates. He just skates. It's always somebody else's fault. And, you know, you look historically, forgetting Brady, you know, Peyton Manning's teams had double-digit wins 13 consecutive seasons. The idea of him missing the playoffs was unfathomable. So would you really put Rodgers over him, much less Brady? And then, you know, there's Drew Brees, who statistically, more yards per game, better completion percentage, has done it at a higher level for longer. And then there's clearly the counter-argument, which is that Rodgers is the only reason his team is relevant. But I would counter that counter-argument by saying the entire Seahawks offense has been Russell Wilson for years now. The entire Panthers offense has been Cam Newton for years now. And you don't see those guys getting the same level of credit that Aaron Rodgers does. You don't imagine a scenario where they wouldn't be catching heat if they were 0 for their last 8 on the road, like Rodgers, if they were losing to the Cardinals. And, you know, here's the secret. Aaron Rodgers just hasn't been good this year. I know he's got some nice statistics as far as, like, touchdown to interception rate. But a lot of what he's doing out there reminds me of, like, how Eli Manning is doing that. And I'm not saying he's Eli Manning. But what I mean is, if you look at Eli Manning's completion percentage this year, if you look at Eli Manning's touchdown to interception ratio, it's good. But he's gotten killed. He's gotten killed. And another thing I've noticed with Rodgers, aside from a lot of his passes just being inaccurate, he's missing, like, screen passes and all that. Sometimes he just doesn't take the play that he has. You know, there was one game recently where he had a guy, you know, in a slant that would have picked up a first down, and instead he decided to run around, and eventually it led to an incomplete pass. So I think a lot of this is on his shoulders as well. You can't just blame McCarthy. It's the easy thing to do, which opens up a big, big chapter of Rodgers' career coming up when the new coach comes in. Now, maybe he has a late career renaissance a la Drew Brees. I mean, look, we were probably saying some stuff about Drew Brees a few years ago and it being the end of the road, and look where he's at right now. So that could certainly happen. But I watch Aaron Rodgers, and maybe he's injured. I kind of wonder if dude is washed. I kind of wonder if he's just kind of past his prime on top of everything else. And he doesn't seem like the easiest guy to get along with or coach at times. You know, seems like the kind of guy that believes he knows best, which would be fine if the results were there. Like, I don't care about that. Like, I don't care if he was, you know, Peyton Manning used to change everything at the line of scrimmage. LeBron James calls his own plays on the court. You know, when the results are there, you'll never hear me complain about that. Stars can do that. That's fine. But for Rodgers, the results haven't been there as of late. So, all right, if you know best, show me why that's true. Show me why that's true. Which creates a, you know, a fascinating dynamic in the sense that that coaching job is open and should be very desirable. But you even have to pose the question. And I'm sure the answer to this is most coaches are going to take it, and most coaches are going to happily take it for the chance to coach Rodgers. But it leads to that question of, is there a possibility a coach wouldn't want that job, considering where Rodgers is at in his career and who he is as a guy? Not saying a bad guy, but headstrong. And again, maybe not the easiest guy to mesh with or get along with at times. And then there's another open job, which is the one in Cleveland with Baker Mayfield, who's on the come up. I mean, the Browns, they had a little bit of a post Hugh Jackson. They were flying high, and they won played well for a while there. And what did they win? Two games in a row? I think Atlanta and Cincinnati before reality came back to catch them against Houston. They're still not a good team. But they've got some pieces on the defensive side. And I think we've seen enough from Baker now where you realize, okay, he's the real deal. I know the timing's not great for that because he threw, three picks last week. But overall, if you look at his season, 18 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 63% completion percentage, 91 quarterback rating as a rookie on the Browns. That's pretty good. And you just watch him play. You see he has it. He has the elusive it factor. And then, there are some similarities between he and Rodgers and a little bit of the moxie they have. But I think Baker is a little bit more transparent about it, which I find appealing. So that leads to a pretty natural question. If you had asked this before the year, people would say you're crazy. Like, which job would you rather have? The Browns or the Packers? Who would you rather coach, Aaron Rodgers or Baker Mayfield? But now that's a legitimate question. If you were a coach looking for your big opportunity, would you rather coach Baker or Rodgers? The Browns or the Packers? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. Would you rather coach Baker or Rodgers? The Browns or the Packers? I mean, it's a good question. It's a good song. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Who would you rather coach, Baker Mayfield or Aaron Rodgers, the Browns or the Packers? 855-212-4227, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on car insurance. How about Kenny and Charlotte? Kenny, you're up first here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Robin. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing really well. On my way to work, man, making some overtime today. I can't complain.
What do you? I'm always interested. What do you do on this Saturday for overtime?
I'm a commercial plumber.
Okay, so does that mean you're going to, when you're a commercial plumber, you're doing it for big businesses?
Correct. Today we're doing a high school out in Rock Hill, South Carolina. We're installing water lines and a sewer system. It's a pretty good overtime pay. My company treats me really well.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear that you're happy here on this Saturday doing extra work and having to plumb a sewer system.
it always helps when you get paid to do it, Rob.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, go ahead, man. What's your point?
So I think you hit it on all points. When I look at the Browns and I look at the Packers, I would easily, not that I would ever be a head coach in the NFL, but I would easily find the Browns position to be more desirable. I mean, I believe they've had 5 number one picks in the last 2 years. You have Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, Jabril Peppers. You have a history. You have a real solid fan base. The fan base is a lot like the Green Bay fan base, but I think you really pinpointed accurately on the Aaron Rodgers diva saga. I don't know if any head coach that has any seasoned years in the NFL would want to coach him. He seems like he throws everyone else under the bus. Like you said, he shuts down when it comes time to answer for, mediocrity. I guess, you throw Ty Montgomery under the bus. Was it Montgomery, I believe, about 5 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Of course. Yeah. And then, of course, Mike McCarthy, I don't think he was, the best coach, but I think he did what he could with what he had. I don't know. I think I agree with you 110%, though. I think the Browns by a landslide.
You know what the thing is, Kenny? And I don't care. Rodgers can act however he wants, right, if he's producing like he once did or the Packers were winning like they once were. But when they're not and he's not, that's when it really starts to go, all right, go left a little bit.
Correct. And when you mentioned LeBron James and Peyton Manning, of course, they were alpha dogs. Michael Jordan was too, but you know what? They consistently won. They were always in the playoffs or playing for a title.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the difference. That's where people say, well, what about the team around him or what he's able to accomplish? Well, what are you talking about? Because they're bad. The Packers are bad. Now, they were bad last year, too. That is not really Rodgers' fault. Look, I'm fair. He was hurt. They were, I think, a game over 500 when he went down. But it feels like it's moving in the wrong direction. And I haven't seen anything from him of late that makes me think it's going to change. And the Mike McCarthy firing doesn't do that for me either. I don't think, to me it's not as simple, Mike McCarthy was holding him back. I'm not here to play like Mike McCarthy defender. But Mike McCarthy wasn't holding him back when they were winning together all those times and winning the Super Bowl. How about Caesar in Dallas? Caesar, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Robin?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm, just hosting this show. Not bad.
I just want to talk about this Cleveland and Green Bay coaching decision that you brought up. I would definitely lean in with Cleveland, especially with the young quarterback, the young running back, young receivers, young offensive line, young defensive line. The whole team is young.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't I lean into them instead of trying to, everybody's saying, we can win now with Rodgers. I mean, can you really? He has a bad shoulder. His knees are giving up on him already. And he doesn't have no receivers, no defense, no offensive line. So, I mean, when and how are you going to win now if you bring an experienced coach? If it was Josh McDaniels or Bruce Arians, I mean,
I think that the answer to that, Caesar, is, and I'm not saying this is correct. I think the viewpoint would be that you bring in like a really enlightened offensive mind, like a guy who's ahead of the curve, and then all of a sudden he and Rodgers have this perfect synergy. Synergy is the word in the news right now. They have this perfect synergy, and it brings Aaron Rodgers to a late career renaissance. And, he's finally freed up. That would be what you would argue. Say it's Lincoln Riley or somebody like that, right? I agree with what was mostly said there. And I know it's become a big media talking point. And I'm a huge part of that. I did a whole video essay talking about how Aaron Rodgers should be removed from the GOAT conversation. But on top of that, it's not just like pick on Rodgers or question Rodgers' time. Like, I was watching that game against the Cardinals. He does not look good at the moment. Forgetting like the body of work and whether he's overrated or he didn't get enough credit for what he did at various times in his career. He does not look physically good right now. He's been bad this year. Relatively speaking, he's been bad. How about James in Wisconsin? James, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin, what's going on, buddy?
What's good, sir?
Hey, okay, I got a different perspective of it.
Sure.
I'm going to say Green Bay, and I'm only going to say that because we really don't know what we have in Baker Mayfield yet.
Okay.
Now, there have been cases like just recently as Jameis Winston and when Dirk Cutter took over and he was supposed to do something with Jameis Winston, and everybody saw Jameis Winston, kind of like what everybody's talking about with Baker Mayfield. So I just want the kid I want to see if the kid grasps the league, and then, and then you go from there. So that's why I only will say Green Bay. As far as Rodgers being a diva, yes. Yes, he is a diva. But so was Brett Favre. And,
See, again, I don't mind him being a diva if, you could be a diva if the results are there. You can't be a diva if the results aren't there. That's basically what it is, right?
The same conversation that's happening now happened in 2004 with Brett Favre when he went 4-12 and everybody's talking about he's uncoachable, he's not making the plays he used to, and then Mike McCarthy comes in and he takes off again.
Thing that you say. Mike McCarthy comes in and he takes off again. So, do you think Mike McCarthy is getting unfairly scapegoated a little bit here?
Not unfairly, because he is. I'll put it like this: McCarthy is 65% of the reason why the Packers isn't running good right now, and I'll put the rest on Aaron Rodgers. He's just He's missing a lot of throws. He's passing up reads. He's not handing the ball off. The reason why I put it on McCarthy more this season is because some of the play calling, like if you look in that Seattle game, he chooses to punt. Just in the recent game, they were third and 11 on the 42-yard line. They're trying to drive in, and he runs the ball.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, you can't make those kind of – and then, you know, some of the prior years of keeping Dom Capers for so long, giving away Taysom Hill. We still haven't figured out why he went with Taysom Hill over some of the other guys that he had at the quarterback position.
But well, I got to say, you are definitely familiar with your Green Bay Packers factoids and recent history.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
That is correct. That is correct. CBS Sports Super Bowl season continues Sunday with exciting regional action. Playoff and wild card position up for grabs in critical AFC matchups when Baltimore battles Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, Andrew Luck leads Indy into Houston to take on the Texans, and the Phillip Rivers-led Chargers host the Cincinnati Bengals. Check your local listings and kick off your day with the NFL today. Asking you who you'd rather coach, Baker Mayfield or Aaron Rodgers, the Browns or the Packers, 855-212-4227, and only one person has said the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Is that we're caught in the moment, or is that a reflection of where Rodgers and the Packers are right now? How about Chris in Dallas? Chris, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call again.
You got it.
I would just choose the Browns because I look at the Packers organization. I think they should fire their GM, their player development. They should have done a complete overhaul of that team because you look at the talent and who they drafted and what they got right now, and they've got a lot of talent, and it might be a little too late, you know, because we don't really know how long Rodgers is going to play in the league. And with Baker, you know, they have young talent, and, you know, with the NFL going to more of a college spread offense, and you can maybe even get Lincoln Riley to go to the Browns after he plays in the playoffs, and coaches just realize, you know, in the NFL, it'll probably be a more level playing field than playing Alabama and, you know, Clemson and those teams like that. So that's why I think I would pick the Browns over the Packers, although Rodgers is way better quarterback right now. But, you know, that team just needs a more overhaul.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the question would be when is Rodgers no longer a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield? How soon? I mean, is it as soon as next year? You raise an interesting point where you talk about the way that the NFL is evolving into a collegiate style. Offensively, and Baker may be better suited for that, right? He played in it. He's younger. He's more mobile at this point. As much as Rodgers has made part of his career on mobility, there's actually a lot of similarities between those two guys, to be honest, in playing style and in attitude and all that. The difference is one of them is in his first year and is 23 years old. The other one, you know, is what, 35 years old now and coming off of or in the midst of, I would say, his worst year. How about Mo in Charlottesville? Mo, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Mo?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, man. How are you?
I'm good. I always like your intro music choice. It's always on point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when they got my head bobbing in here, it's a good sign.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I was just going to say, I like the Browns over the Packers. But we can't be prisoners of the moment, like you said. I understand. I like Baker Mayfield. He's a good kid. But the likelihood that he's going to be better than Rodgers, I don't think that's going to happen for him in his career. I just want to say, Brown's job would be better. If you take that job, you can end up becoming a legend. And just also to ask you, who do you like this weekend, Browns and Packers, both of them at home? What are their chances of winning?
Both of them. Well, I think Green Bay's going to win that game, right? Like, it just, if they don't have some sort of boost from the firing and show you kind of attitude at home, that's just one of those games. I wouldn't read anything into the actual result. I like the Panthers against the Browns. Maybe the wheels have just fallen off the Panthers. But, you know, I think the Browns post Hugh Jackson had a couple of wins, and then people sort of made them into more than what they are, made them into something more than what they are right now. And that they've come back down to earth a little bit, and the Panthers desperately need that game. So despite their struggles, I think the Panthers are the better team, so I would pick them in that game. That would be my assessment of those two specific matchups for this coming weekend. But I'll give you my NFL picks a little bit later in the show, as I always do. I'm having a pretty good season. It was really 2 weeks ago that's carrying me now, because I was off to a strong start, and then I struggled. Then I had like a 5-0 week, and now I'm still just riding the wave from that 5-0 week that just kept me above 500, which is my only goal. And I'm in good shape. Like, I'd have to have a couple of bad weeks in a row now to not finish over 500. That's my sole goal, because I can brag if I finish over 500, or I can look good and not be embarrassed. I don't know if I really want to brag. It's not like about wanting to brag. It's just about not wanting to hang my head in shame and sit here on this national platform where I'm hosting a sports talk show and be like, hey, I did really poorly in my sports prediction thingies. You know, there is a very, not saying I don't have a level of arrogance, right? Like, I don't know if I would use the word arrogant to describe me. Self-absorbed at times, sure. I think that's fair. Definitely self-absorbed at times. And I'm not talking about anyone in particular here, but there is a level of arrogance that comes with, like, sports talk guys, where some of them really, really do believe that they're the smartest sports guy who ever sportsed. And I find that amusing. Like, the way they talk with this, like, I understand when you're picking games, and even, you know, when I'm gambling legally now, I do it for fun. I don't really have these delusions that I'm going to win massive amounts of money against the system, against Vegas, which tends to win, right? If I win a little bit more than I lose, I think that's doing pretty well. But there's a lot of guys in this business who talk as if they're like, you know, divine intervention has told them that their picks are the smartest picks that have ever been picked. And I always find that amusing. How about Ray in Chicago? Ray, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I live in Chicago, and I'm a diehard Bear fan. But I think you're really downplaying Rodgers. When he got hurt in that first game against the Bears with a sprained knee, he shouldn't have played for about 6 weeks. The only reason he kept playing is because they had no other quarterback. And I think you're giving him a real bad grade for this year. And I got a feeling if he comes back healthy next year, he's going to be a totally different player.
Right, that's a totally fair point, man. Look, if you watch Rodgers, you know, and I wonder if he's washed, you know, to use the parlance of our times, very easily he could just be hurt. Now, those two things can go hand in hand, because this would now be 2 years in a row he's been hurt. But there is the possibility that he's playing through various injuries, both the knee and still, you know, dealing with stuff with the shoulder. And he gets healthy in the offseason with a new coach and a fresh start, and again has a late career renaissance.
I'll tell you another thing.
Yeah.
There'll be plenty of coaches out there who would want to coach either one of those teams in the NFL. There's plenty of guys that are looking for a job who would be very happy to take either job.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, this is like a hypothetical sports talk radio question, right? I'm not saying that the people are turning down the jobs. I didn't say that. It's just like fun to ask which one people would rather have. And for the Browns to be winning in a pretty strong landslide at this point, it's sort of instructive to where we are in the perception of Aaron Rodgers and the Packers at the moment. How about Tom in San Diego? Tom, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good evening. I think you folks are way off on which is the better job, the Browns or the Packers. By far the Packers, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
You guys are talking football and you know, who's going to develop who. What you're missing out on is the prestige factor of the franchise and the historical significance. I travel a lot. And, you know, they talk about the Cowboys being America's team, but I don't know about that. The teams, the traveling fans you see are Pittsburgh fans and Packer fans. And they treat, you know, Lambeau Field like it's the mecca of football. And what does Cleveland have as a history? It would be like getting in football the difference between, you know, not Alabama, but, you know, Auburn and, you know, Washington State, practically, the comparison. It's more money, more prestige. Yeah, they might be good, they might not, the Browns, but historically speaking, they're going to be bad no matter who they get. They've been bad before, you know, when they left Cleveland the first time they were bad.
Well, look, they're one of the most miserable franchises in sports. There's
right.
no doubt,
so
there's
why
no
would
doubt
you
about
take
that.
Their job?
Well, that's no, that's what I'm saying is sort of interesting about this conversation is that despite that, people are taking the Browns. Now, maybe they believe in the new management there and again,
oh,
the new
quarterback.
Oh,
come on. What has been proven there? You know, you
nothing,
don't
you're right.
The Packers have five Super Bowls all together, right?
I'm not arguing with you, sir.
Yeah,
but
it's the difference between Notre Dame and Boston College, the coaching jobs. You know, there's no comparison. Money, prestige, local contracts. Packer fans are everywhere.
Oh, it's definitely been a far more successful franchise. Definitely a far more prestigious job. How many coaches have the Browns had? I couldn't tell you. Like, that's a good trivia question. Like, name the last 10 Browns coaches. They probably had 10 Browns. There's been 10 Browns coaches in the last 2.5 years, basically. No, we know Hugh Jackson went 3-36-1, right? That's like everybody knows his record by now, so we know he had a few years there. But, you know, you go back and you could list off a litany of Browns quarterbacks and coaches. None of them good. How about Anthony in Annapolis? Anthony, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, Robin, man. I'm so glad that you brought this up. I listen to you every Saturday morning. I'm a truck driver, and I listen to you every Saturday.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you brought this up. To me, Rodgers, his whole career, yeah, he had some fantastic, outstanding games, but he's been in one of the weakest divisions in football in his prime, if you want to say in his prime, because he's coming to the end of his career, and he hasn't been able to consistently win. He's had decent players. He's had horrible players. Without a bad call against the Cowboys in the 1 year that they won the Super Bowl, that they backed into the playoffs, he doesn't get to a Super Bowl. What has Aaron Rodgers done in his whole career? I say the Browns' job is a better job because you have the chance to turn a franchise completely around, and you don't have the mystique of a Green Bay, which shouldn't even have a mystique, because they haven't won anything. What have they won? Nothing. So I put it on Rodgers and McCarthy because the team hasn't done anything in a bad division where every year they should be vying for the NFC Championship because they don't have anybody to beat.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say they haven't won anything. They won a Super Bowl with Rodgers. They won a Super Bowl with Favre. You know, that's more than a lot of franchises can say. At the same time, I will say that, you know, it is acted like he has accomplished a lot more or is getting eliminated a lot further along in the playoffs or the season on an annual basis. And one thing that will be part of taking that job, and here is where the concern comes in, because really, if it's the right marriage and Aaron Rodgers gets healthy and refreshed and again, has a late career couple of years like Drew Brees, then everybody's going to look great in that situation. The concern for any coach is that they come in, Rodgers is not the same player he once was, but still believes he's the same guy he once was. And that's really an unwinnable situation because he has too much gravitas at this point to, you know, you're not going to be able to bench him. They're not going to trade him, I can't imagine. So you would be stuck in a really, really tough situation if that were the case. Luna in Dallas. Luna, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing? First time calling in. I just wanted to touch on that whole debate. Basically, I feel like Cleveland is a bigger upside because of how young they are, and I think some people have touched already on that.
Uh-huh.
And you got to think about it. Green Bay hasn't really put much around Aaron Rodgers. I'm not a fan of him because of what he does with my Cowboys in the playoffs, but he's a good quarterback. He just doesn't have the weapons. I mean, you have Cobb, who's getting up there in age, and the young talent, either they trade him because they're head cases or haven't performed. And I also touched on the previous caller that made the comment about Dallas not being America's team because our fans don't travel well. It's actually incorrect. We always have more fans at the Cali games when it was Raiders and Niners. It's not our fault that our owner's an idiot and charges the arm and leg for a ticket to his own home game. So,
Well, look,
and
I
also,
mean,
can I get
– Yeah, go ahead.
Can I get one thing before I let you go? Can I get a shout-out to my wife for 10-year anniversary?
Sure. All you got to do is – you know what? Like, just for future advice for anybody, just do it. Just say, I'd like to shout-out my – But, you, I mean, you did just shout her out, but I will let – because it is your 10-year anniversary, I will let you give an official shout-out to your wife, Luna. So what would you like to say to your wife of 10 years across the nation on the airwaves?
Hey, it's not easy to make it last, and I'm grateful that it's lasted so long and that I love you. And yeah, let's keep it going.
All right, there you go. Congratulations to you and your wife, Luna. Have a great weekend.
Have a good one.
All right, hopefully, you know, she heard that. Because it would be worthless if she didn't hear that. She'd have to take your word for it, right? Like, hey, honey, I shouted you out on the radio today. You could just make that up, right? That's actually a good bit for any like guy out there. Hey, I shouted you out on the radio, honey. Really? Oh, that's so sweet. And she would never know because she wasn't up at this time listening to me. But I hope she did hear that. And congratulations. You're right. 10 years is not easy. You know, not easy. In this day and age, or, you know, I guess that's actually applicable. Sometimes you just say, like, in this day and age is like a fallback crutch, but there were different times where you were married forever, no matter how much you hate each other. You have to stay married. Like Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers would have had to stay together in those days, but that marriage has ended. Who would you rather coach going forward, Baker Mayfield or Aaron Rodgers, the Browns or the Packers? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. And is the environment around LeBron James toxic? That's the word du jour, courtesy of Kevin Durant. Toxic. We got to play the Britney Spears song at some point coming back. That might be her best song. I think that might be the best Britney Spears song. You look so toxic. I don't even remember how it goes, but I'll remember when I hear it. Is the environment around LeBron toxic? 855-212-4227. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it is here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.